Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Pleasant good evening to our TDN listeners at home in Dominica and around the world. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized for the week ahead with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. It is great to be back with you as we begin the week together. We begin the week by becoming energized and powered up and being consistent with the life goals we have set for ourselves. So again, welcome to the program. It is great to be back with you for another episode of Untapped Potential. I hope that you have great plans for your week. I hope that you have a plan of action in terms of being consistent with the goals that you have set out for yourself. And as always, we like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for? Always so important to keep our gratitude in mind, grateful for life, grateful for family. If you can't find anything to be grateful for, grateful that you woke up today. As for me, I am grateful that we had my friend Tabitha and her family who came down from Virginia last weekend, spent a few days with us, especially grateful that Sophie had some company for the weekend in the person of Tabitha's daughter, Zoe, because as many of you know, Sophia is an only child. So it is always great when she has company at home, she has someone she can spend some time with. So of course, they had a wonderful time just being children along with her twin brother, Nate. So again, we are thankful, we are grateful for great friends, great family, great fellowship, and great weather. The weather here in Georgia was simply wonderful. So they got to enjoy a lot of the great weather down here. So again, welcome to the program. We have another packed hour for you right here on Untapped Potential. This week, our interview is the pre-recorded interview, actually the pre-recorded monologue, because I was all alone during this particular episode. But it's the information that I was able to share via Facebook, first Facebook Live, with our audience regarding the trip we did to Cuba. So it just dawned on me while I was preparing for this program that I did not have an opportunity to share with you, my Untapped Potential audience, the trip that we went to Cuba. So I think you'll find the information quite fascinating about our experiences in Cuba. And there is so much information to share that I think what I will probably do is a second video. So the first video is about maybe an hour and 13 minutes. So I may have to do a part one and part two of this program. Or if not, I will just share the information with you and then you can always catch the video on pushpast10.com. So again, pushpast10.com. I've actually left the video on the homepage for the last few weeks because so many people have been interested in finding out more about Cuba. So again, pushpast10.com for the video. And in this episode of Untapped Potential, you will hear that I make references to a photo, I make references to another video. So again, it will be very important for you to head on over to pushpast10.com to see exactly what I am talking about when we come to those sections of the pre-recorded program that I will play for you today. So again, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to log on to Untapped Potential. I hope that your plans for the year are going speedily well, because as we can see, today is already August 8th. So August is speeding along. So I hope that you are checking off your to-do list with everything that you need to do to accomplish your goal for this year. So let us get the program off the ground, off and running today with this song from Tony Valmore, a song entitled Yo Vlay Comme Ça, which simply means that they like it like that. So again, just celebrating our Cadass, our Creole culture in Dominica. So let's enjoy this number from Mr. Tony Valmore of Blessed Memory, a song entitled Yo Vlay Comme Ça, and then stay tuned as we go straight into the pre-recorded program that I did on the experience we had in Cuba.
Moi, moi, que dit la vérité. Et pour que voici ça va voué. Il y a quelqu'un qui a toujours veillé. Ça d'autres mon qui a perdu de la journée. Si vous avez parlé, vous avez bougé. Vous voulez écouter, ça vous a discuté. Moi, vous voulez ça, ça vous a trouvé en ça. Égalité, à ce monde, ça là.
Yo, yo.
Tout pétain qui vive,
yo ça,
tout ça qui a passé,
yo ça, yo di yo, play comme ça, yo di yo, si bien comme ça.
Dimanche matin, yo kaya l'église là, après la messe gadi mon yo va du point communion. Tous les samedis yo kaya gade mariage. Tansa en madame aidi yo kama wana fissu patan. Ki mon ki maye, les garçons aïkim avec Marie José. Même si vous essayez pas yon bite privé, ou qui toujours tanse mon salan ka blague.
Yo di yo, play comme ça. Yo di yo.
Tout putain qui vive,
yo ça,
tout ça qui a passé,
yo ça, yo di yo, play comme ça, yo di yo, si bien comme ça.
Thank you.
Bushbuster Nation, come on in, check in, post a message, let us know that you are here. Yes, I got my fan. This is actually one of the most essential items you will need if you're thinking of traveling to Cuba. So yes, this fan is actually from our trip to Jamaica, but a huge fan to carry in your hand and a straw are going to be two of the essentials you will need if you are thinking of going to Cuba. So come on in, check in, share the live, let everyone know that we are here. I am Simone Matthew. If this is your first time on our Push Past 10 platform, then we are all about sharing the beauty and uniqueness of our Caribbean islands and also talking about and looking for ways to advance the people of the Caribbean and just in general developing the region. So if you're interested in experiencing the Caribbean or you're thinking of ways to advance our beautiful islands, I encourage you to follow Push Past 10. If you're watching us on YouTube, I encourage you to click that subscribe button so you can know whenever we go live. But I'm here today just to simply share our experiences with Cuba. So I know that Cuba usually elicits a lot of different emotions in people. And I just want to say that I am in no way here to portray myself as an expert on Cuba. I am no way here to try to dissect the political situation in Cuba. I am simply here to share our experiences for anyone who's ever thought of visiting Cuba and anyone who's just interested in learning a little bit more about Cuba. Because for me, it was quite a learning experience. And I think that there's still so much more that I want to learn about Cuba. So come on in, check in, share the live, let everyone know that we are here for this Facebook Live program. Lambert Charles, nice to see you. Good afternoon. I will be sure to acknowledge everybody else who's joining us. But as you're coming in, I want you to kind of just take a minute and think about the supermarkets in your area. That's correct. Just think about the number of supermarkets that are in your immediate area, maybe a 10-mile radius. How many supermarkets are in your area, right? As for me, I can think about maybe, I'd say about 8. We have like 2 Walmarts, a Publix, Sam's Club, BJ's, you know, the usual run-of-the-mill stuff here in Atlanta. So I can think about 8 supermarkets in my area. Now, for a minute, blink and think, if none of the supermarkets were in your area, what would you do, right? So I think for most of us, we're thinking, well, I'd probably just venture further because after all, I need to meet my daily supplies. I need to get groceries and everything else we buy from the supermarket. So maybe I'll just venture further. Now, what if I told you that you now live on an island in the middle of the ocean, the length of which is from, let's say, Washington, D.C. to Florida. So think about it for a minute. If you're not from the U.S., because I know we've had quite a few people follow us who are from Africa, think about it. Look it up on the map. From Washington, D.C. to Florida, you're on an island in the middle of the ocean, and there's not one supermarket that you could go to buy your supplies. What would life be like for you? So if you can imagine it, that is actually life as we saw it in Cuba. No supermarkets. And I just found it very strange that I had never known about this before. And I think quite a few people are shocked when they realize that what the Cuban people actually rely on are rations. And as we go through the program, I will share with you a picture of the ration book. But before we do, let me just make sure to welcome everybody who's on the Facebook Live. Let me take a look and see who is joining us. I have my phone with me, so I want to take a look and see who's with us right now. I see Lambert Charles is here. And we hope that everyone will come on in. And of course, we know that many people will catch the replay. So I see Cyril Pascal, Jamina Frederick Bannis is watching. So guys, don't forget to share the live. And again, we want to welcome everyone who will catch the replay. And by the way, I also want to say a special thanks. You know that video about the African lady who says her personal trainer is not African has gone viral, and it's now up to almost 2 million views. So I want to thank the over 1,000 people who followed us in the last 2 weeks because of that video. And I also want to thank everyone who's caused our reach to now be over 3.7 million people. So our audience has reached over 3.7 million people because of your sharing of the video. So I want to thank you for your support. And again, come on in, share the live. Francine Goddard, thank you for being here. So again, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to share our experiences. Irma Augustine, I see you. I wanted to share our experiences of being with Cuba. So what we found is that there are layers, right? I don't know if we want to call it layers of challenges, layers of frustration, layers of neglect, but there just seems to be challenges, layers of challenges in Cuba. So we talked about no supermarket. People are reliant on rations for their daily existence. Now, let's add another layer to that. Imagine that only the government buildings in Cuba have AC. So if you're from the Caribbean like I am, I'm from Dominica, not to be confused with the Dominican Republic, for those of us who are not from the islands. I'm from Dominica, and we all know how hot and humid the Caribbean is. So essentially, you are spending your entire day in and day out, standing on lines, waiting to meet your basic needs. So your sugar, your flour, your rice, you are standing on a line all day to meet those basic needs. Well, the day is now over. Let's add another layer. You go home. Your home is a dilapidated building. I'm going to show you some pictures and videos. And of course, they're posted on Push Past 10 Media on Facebook and Push Past 10 on YouTube. So you'll be able to come back and take a look. But imagine you go home and your home is a high rise, so a very tall building, but it is a dilapidated former business place. I just want you to imagine this with me. With no air conditioning, to the point where you have to keep your door open so that you can allow air to circulate. Another layer, your water and your electricity is rationed. So you cannot count on having water and electricity every day. Now let's add to that. You have a small child. The only available milk is powdered milk, right? And as soon as your child comes to about 6 years old, you can forget about having access to that milk, right? So I think what we saw are just layers of frustration, layers of challenges that the Cuban people are facing. Now, before I show you some of the footage that we saw, I also want you to keep in mind yet another layer of what could be frustrating for people is the fact that Cuba offers universal education. What does that mean? That means education is free in Cuba. So it begs the question, why educate an entire nation of people only to subject them to a life where their monthly income equates to about $13 US? Let me repeat that. Their monthly income equates to about $13 a month. Like one of the tour guides we met said, that is enough money for him as a single young man, no family, to survive for 2 days, right? So here you have it, a highly educated people, but most of them have resorted to finding other opportunities. Because in order to work for the government, that is what you are looking at, an income of $13 a month, right? Now, we've all heard Cuba has universal healthcare. And again, I am sharing my experiences. I hope that if you've had some experience visiting Cuba or maybe even studying in Cuba, because I know several of our folks from Dominica go to medical school in Cuba. So if you have any experience that you'd like to share, you can go ahead and do so on Facebook and YouTube. Now, we've heard about the free healthcare in Cuba, another layer of challenges. And yes, it is free if you are willing to bring your own supplies when you get to the hospital. So your own linen, your own medical supplies, and yes, a bucket. I will leave it to your imagination for what the bucket will be used for. So again, I think what we're seeing are just layers and layers and layers of frustration that people experience. And I know you're probably interested in, well, how do they cope? How do they cope with living in a situation where you're pretty much spending your entire day consumed with meeting your basic daily needs? So I want us to talk about how do Cubans meet their basic needs. But before we do so, I want to just give you a view of some of the footage. And again, this is all on Push Past 10 Media on Facebook. So I want to show you some of the video of what we saw in Cuba. So there is one driving through to the home. Is talking about. Okay, so I think you can see what I'm referring to when we talk about the very tall buildings that were once businesses, which have been converted to residential buildings so that folks can actually live in them. And I also want to show you some of the pictures in terms of residential conditions in Cuba. So let's go over to that video. Actually, it should be some photos that I have. But yes, I think you're already starting to see the picture with regards to what people experience. And can you imagine Cuba has only received Wi-Fi data as of 2018? That's great news, right? So now there is access to data, there's access to Wi-Fi. But what we did not realize, and maybe true to our fault, we should have known better, is that the internet is completely blocked. So for someone like me who works online, what I found was that I had zero access to the internet. So I want to say a very special thank you to my friend Tabitha Andre Buckmeyer out there in Virginia, because by the grace of what she did for me, I probably would have been fired by now. So let's just leave it at that. But again, there is no internet access because it is completely blocked. Now, I've heard, you know, you need a VPN. I've heard people talking about bringing your data in terms of roaming. I've heard about buying packages where you get there. Look, I just recommend that if you're going to go to Cuba, just make sure it's at a time when you do not need to be doing significant work on your computer. Okay, so go with the mindset that you're going to go relax, you're going to go support the people of Cuba, and you're not going to need internet access as much. So here's some of the photos I was just talking about. So what you're seeing here is that most people at night simply will keep their doors open. Many homes actually have gates in front of them so you can see through the home. And that is completely normal to be walking down the road and just completely look inside of somebody's home. And that is just the way life is in Cuba. So I want to thank everyone who's coming in. J. Anna Williams, thank you for being here. She says many of them depend on relatives who live in the diaspora, and they say they rather stay in Cuba and do their hustling than migrate. I highly doubt that, J. Anna. I highly doubt that people are actually longing to stay in Cuba. I think what it is most people don't have a choice. They have to stay in Cuba because they cannot migrate. But from the conditions that I saw in visiting Cuba, I'm going to say I think the majority of people would rather not be in Cuba. So let me show you this photo as well, because you will see what I am referring to when we talk about people's homes just simply being open. You can walk the street and you look right into people's homes because they need the ventilation. So here's another picture of one I took with the lady. She's clearly laying on her couch watching television, the gate that I mentioned, in terms of, you know, this is what life is about, because I can imagine that it is incredibly hot in Cuba at night because the heat soaks through the concrete and then it's very hot at night. So people have to open their doors in order to be able to get ventilation at night to be comfortable, right? And I also saw that many buildings that look dilapidated and you think are abandoned, then all of a sudden you will see someone come out on the porch, on the veranda, and it's only then you realize that people are living in these buildings, right? And I'm sure you also saw that despite their challenges, the Cuban people have found very creative ways to deal with their circumstances. So I'm not sure, and I would encourage you to do so at the end of our program, but I posted some information on all the different options that people are using for transportation. And that in itself to me was amazing, because here we are in the US, we have so many standards for especially carrying children around. But here in Cuba, you have, for example, there's a picture of an entire family on a motorcycle. Here's another picture of inside someone's home that I wanted to share with you. So take a look at this one. It's another picture of someone's home. So I think it just kind of helps us to better understand the conditions that people are living with. So take a look at this one. You can see this is someone sitting in their home and clearly open to the elements. Clearly open to the elements. I want to make sure you can see it clearly. So let's open it a little bit more. Clearly open to the elements so that she can enjoy some cool air as she sits and enjoy TV. And speaking of TV, you know, that would be if you're in a very difficult situation, you may at the end of the day look forward to enjoying some television, relaxing with some TV. Well, here again, another layer of challenges. The only thing available on Cuban TV is propaganda. So it is what the government wants you to see. And you know, it just begs the question, why in 2023, what is the purpose of all of this? Because from what our tour guide was telling us, it seems that the purpose of the government regime is to ensure that people do not have access to money. So they want to be able to control every aspect of your life. And I'm just wondering to myself, what is the purpose of that? in 2023. If you have a nation of people who are highly educated, wouldn't you reap greater benefits if people were able to work, pay taxes, excel, be motivated, all that wonderful stuff that we enjoy here in the U.S.? You know, I'm just thinking out loud here, but we wanted to talk about how people are coping in Cuba, and Anna Williams already alluded to that. And what it is that, I think you can guess it, there is a huge black market economy in Cuba. So there's a huge black market in economy in Cuba. So what you find, like she just mentioned, is that many people will send home supplies, or even better, they will bring home supplies when they're traveling to Cuba. So I'm sure you may have heard, when you're going to Cuba, make sure you bring extra toilet paper. That is very true. You should bring extra toilet paper. We didn't have any issue with that in particular, but I would still recommend it to bring extra toilet paper. But I think instead of saying bring extra toilet paper, because that kind of just focuses on what we're going to need when we're in Cuba, I'm going to say when you go to Cuba, if you go to Cuba and you can afford to do so, you should probably bring an extra suitcase of supplies. Because what we found out is money serves no purpose in Cuba. What is the purpose of money if there are no supermarkets? I heard that there are stores, but I saw absolutely no stores. I saw no furniture store, no shoe store, no clothing store, no Home Depot type looking store. I saw absolutely no stores in Cuba. So what people want is they want supplies. So yes, bring the extra toilet paper, but do me a favor. If you go to Cuba and you can afford to do so, could you bring some extra supplies for the people? Because that is what is most needed. People need basic needs, right? So if you're a woman, bring extra sanitary napkins. They need it. Bring the extra toilet paper. We went as far as even one of the folks that was with us, Alexia, she actually left clothes and shoes for the housekeeper simply because we know that that is what people need. So I want to show you, because the other thing we saw as well is there seems to be what I like to refer to as the window economy. So here is what we saw. Every street that we walked down, and remember, we stayed in older Havana because we wanted to truly experience Cuba. And just about every street that we walked down, we saw this. We saw people standing outside of windows, and they looked like they were conducting some kind of transaction. So I asked about it, and it turns out that because, again, only propaganda is on TV. What people have done, being creative, being ingenious, they figured out ways to get U.S. programs to Cuba. So the guys behind the windows are most likely selling television programs. One of our tour guys said, for example, he was able to see all of How to Get Away with Murder, one of my favorite shows. He was able to see just about every episode of How to Get Away with Murder, because what you do is you go to the window, you bring your USB, your thumb drive, you pay for it, and they're able to upload the video, the content to your USB. You go back home and you're able to watch television that way, right? So that is how people are receiving entertainment, because you need an outlet. You need to be able to find ways to relax, to unwind, to decompress in while you're still facing all the challenges that you face. Now, I also wanted to share with you some tips for traveling to Cuba, because yes, we talked about the extra toilet paper. I see just bring extra supplies. Bring whatever you think people need. Toilet paper, yes. Toothpaste, toothbrush, right? Deodorant. bring the things that you know are not readily available in Cuba. So if you're thinking of going to Cuba, the other thing you have to keep in mind is that you cannot use your credit card or your debit card, only cash, right? Very important to keep in mind. Your U.S. credit card, your U.S. debit card will be of no value in Cuba. And before I forget, even before we go all the way into the currency and what you can spend in Cuba, keep in mind that when you get to Cuba, many of the immigration officers do not speak English. One person in our party had a minor issue. We couldn't even figure out what the issue was. And she was taken to the side for additional questioning. We couldn't understand what they were saying. You would think at least a supervisor or somebody else at, you know, an authority would be able to speak English. There is no one who is fluent in our experience, no one who was fluent in English when we got there. So I say this to say, please make sure that all your paperwork, all your travel documents are in order before you get to Cuba. I might also do another video on traveling to Cuba. So I might do another one on traveling to Cuba, because I think that it is so important that we know exactly what we can and cannot bring in, how do you book your trip, and all that good information. So I may do another video on tips for getting to Cuba, what to do when you're in Cuba, what not to do when you're in Cuba. So I might do that in a little while. But yes, like us did have, the Chinese people were in Cuba, and I want to share this video with you real quick, and they were expelled. I wonder why. So let me show you a video of the Chinese area, Chinatown.
Many restaurants, the China food, only the
Yes. So we talked about so far the surprise of our life in terms of finding that Cuba has no supermarkets. So I have to tell you, if you forget your toothbrush, well, like we say in Dominica, wow, that's going to be a very unfortunate situation. Good evening, Havis Badwill. Great to see you. So more tips about visiting Cuba. You want to bring U.S. currency in different denominations. So you want to bring especially small bills, because what we did is we did a lot of tipping, right? And that also reminds me, when you're coming back to the U.S., you want to make sure that when the U.S. immigration asks you what was your purpose of travel to Cuba, you say to support the Cuban people. Because keep in mind, the U.S. has an embargo on Cuba. So the last thing the U.S. government wants is its U.S. citizens going to Cuba to support a dictatorship. So when you're coming back, you want to ensure to say that your purpose for visiting Cuba was to support the Cuban people. And that is what we did, because in 5 days, we did about five different tours. So we did one to Varadero, and forgive me if I mispronounce the name. So that is where you have one of the caves that you saw in the video. We went to the beach out there. We went to a restaurant. We did one to Vinales, which is another where you saw the boat with in the cave. You can check them all out on Push Past 10 when you get a minute. And we also did a walking tour, we did as well a tour in one of the classic cars in Cuba. So in fact, that was what we went to do. We went to support the Cuban people. And in addition to that, we also took a dance class. So we had a lovely young lady come by and teach us a few moves that, you know, maybe I'll post that after. So you want to make sure that you follow Push Past 10 because I have so much footage that it is just impossible to share everything with you right now. But again, if you follow Push Past 10, you subscribe on YouTube, you will be able to see more of the footage. So let me show you this particular video of the Revolution Square in Cuba. So take a listen and let me know what you think about this.
How I look good? No, the first name of this place was Plaza Civica. But in 1959, when Fidel Castro came in with the revolution, changed the name and put Revolution Square Jose Martí. There is a monument to him. He is our national hero. He was a poet, was writer, was a very revolutionary guy. Fidel Castro was the first fanatic of history. Behind the monument, that is the big tower, 139 meters taller of a level of ocean. There is a mirror. In the top, you can see all the 5 points of Havana City. Behind the tower, there is a presidential palace. Presidential palace was the office of Fidel, Raul, and now the new president, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez. He's still a manager with Raul, you know, helper of Raul. Never Raul, I retired. And there is the big building right there. There is defense, Minister of Defense. Minister of Defense. There is a planification economy, economía y planificación, National Library. National Library, all the documents important about Cuba is there. And here, on the right, this is the Minister of Communication. And the picture in front, Paul, was a very important guy for the revolution. He was fired in the mountains, but in 1959, on October 28, he suffered an accident, disappeared by aeroplane. Nobody knows what is him. For this reason, every year, October 28, we go to the ocean or river and put a small flower in memory of him, because he was very close to Fidel, Che, Camilo. He was very important for the revolution history, right? Camilo Cienfuegos. He's not popular like Che, but he was important. And there, behind the picture of Che Guevara, there is a Minister of Police, Interior Ministry. You see, a lot of ministries, presidential palace, the main place in Cuba are here. And this is the Revolution Square. Here, Fidel Castro made the most longest speech, 6 hours in the security. The Misa from the Pope, Jean Paul II in 1998, Benedicto and Francisco, the beloved Pope, to be in the Vatican. Also celebrate May 1st, the funeral of Fidel, and many other activities important from the revolution. That place is the most safe in Havana.
Yes, so Revolution Square, I thought you might be interested in seeing what that looks like. And let's go back to what we were talking about in terms of the currency, because it is so important in terms of your spending power when you get to Cuba. So keep in mind that we all know that there's a difference in the exchange rate between the US and the euro. The euro always tends to be a little bit more, a little higher than the US. But for the purposes of Cuba, in general, the idea is to accept it one for one. So the euro and the dollar is considered equivalent in Cuba. So you can feel free to pay in US dollars, euros. We didn't even bother to exchange for the Cuban pesos, because if you do, they will give you change in the US pesos. And then what are you going to do with it when you leave Cuba? You can save it as a souvenir, but it's not going to be of any value to you. So yes, many places, just about everywhere we went, accepted the US dollar. But I wanted to make that distinction, because what we found when we got there was that the hotel, the boutique hotel, which is not really a hotel because we were discouraged from staying in the hotels because they are considered, they are government owned. So 90% of the revenue from the hotel goes directly to the government. So we chose to stay at a boutique hotel, and I'm not going to mention the name right now because we were very disappointed. The accommodations itself was good, but what we found out is that he was charging us a conversion rate from the US to the euro. And in our minds, we're thinking, well, as far as we know, they are supposed to be equivalent. Wherever we've gone, dining, everything else we did in Cuba, it was a one-to-one exchange. But this particular person, we wish him well. If we go back to Cuba, we won't be staying there. He decided to charge us a conversion rate. So you want to be very careful, because what you're also going to find is that in terms of dining, and I have some great pictures on Facebook as well that you can take a look at in terms of our dining experiences. What we found is that there will be many people who will try to entice you to come to their restaurants. The first thing you want to ask when someone approaches you to come to their restaurant is, what is the exchange rate? And I know my brother-in-law, Carl Matthew, will see this video. So he was always the first. And thank you, Carl, for that. He was always the first to say, what is the exchange rate? Because you want a high value on your dollar. So the highest I think we got was an offer of 175 pesos to one US, which is very good, because many places will offer you 150, 125. So you want to make sure you ask the question, what is your exchange rate? We also heard people talking about mosquitoes in Cuba. We didn't have any experience with mosquitoes. There were seven of us, and we did not have any experience with mosquito. But it doesn't hurt to bring mosquito repellents. You want a very large hat, and yes, you want your fan, for many reasons, because as a tropical island, it is very hot and humid. And keep in mind, I say this in the kindest way, because my goal here is really to encourage people to go to Cuba, but I'm going to be honest with you. If you're doing outdoor dining, the flies are going to be joining you, okay? So you want your trusty fan to be able to fan the flies away if you're doing outdoor dining. And also keep in mind, if you're going to do outdoor dining, Cubans smoke like chimneys. And I honestly think it is one of the ways that they cope with all of the challenges we talked about at the beginning of the program. Of course, if you missed any part of the program, you can do hashtag replay, or you can just wait till the program ends and take it from the top. But in order to cope with life in Cuba, we saw a lot of people smoking. In Dominica, people smoke. Yeah, when we go home to Dominica, which is where I'm from, you find people smoking. But I mean, in general, what I saw in Dominica was smoking. But in Cuba, we're talking very young girls and boys to the very old. And dining outdoors, the last thing you want is people smoking in your face. So just getting you prepared for what the experiences are when you get to Cuba, so that if you do decide to travel to Cuba, you are not surprised in terms of what you will find. So let me take a break here, and let me just check out the Facebook Live and see any comments, any questions you may have. And then I want to come back and show you some more footage of Cuba and tell you more about our experiences. Because again, I am not here to pretend to be an expert on Cuba. I simply want to share our experiences for anyone who is interested in visiting, interested in learning more about Cuba. This is the opportunity to learn some more. So let me jump on the Facebook Live and see the comments. I see my mom, Medina Senhouse, is here. Great to see you, Ma Senhouse. Always great to have you on. Let's see what everyone is saying. Jay Anna, you will be surprised the amount who return home. I ask why. Well, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you know, Anna, home is home. So maybe we should not judge people for wanting to go home and just being in the land of their birth, because I certainly know that I personally love going back to Dominica, despite the challenges in Dominica. Tina says, on my trip to Cuba, we were told in advance to bring gifts for the people. As you said, absolutely, personal items, if you can afford to do so. And I wish I had known this before, because I would have certainly, I would have brought another bag with just personal items to give away. Anna says, whoa, they teach the English at school. I can share with friends in the US, especially who can't speak English. That's interesting, Anna, because, you know, the majority of the people that we met did not speak English. And not that they should, because they live in a Spanish country, but the two tour guides we met told us they either learned to speak English through their parents, who insisted that they did, or one of them learned it even before there was Wi-Fi in Cuba. He learned it from books. He knew he wanted to learn English because he knew he needed a way out of the dependency on the government. So he learned English, and then he's now a full-time tour guide in Cuba. And even speaking about that, I mean, it is so complicated over there, because the female tour guide, her name is Alexandra, and her photos are on my page on Facebook. She as well said, you know, you have to be careful, because she was in a video on YouTube that went viral. And she said, because of that, she's getting a lot of requests to be tour guides. So she's becoming very successful. And she was saying to us, you have to be careful. You cannot be in the limelight, because if you are, the government is coming for their 90%. If you saw the video we did on the rolling of the cigar, it's the same thing. The government takes 90% of the profit. So again, a very difficult situation for many people to live in. Elliot Hippolyte, I'm happy you were able to join us. You've been posting a lot of comments on the videos and the pictures I'm posting on Facebook. So it's great to see you. He says, during my time in Cuba, the exchange rate was 11 US to 20 Cuban pesos. That must have been a while ago, huh? David Joseph, great to see you. Greetings and good afternoon to one and all. Izulu Katiman, nice to see you. Thanks for sharing your experience. Oh, absolutely. And keep in mind, the purpose of me sharing my experience is to encourage those who are interested in going to go. But I want you to be prepared, because I don't think, you know, looking at the videos I saw on YouTube, I don't think they adequately prepared me for what I was about to experience. Let's see. He says, due to inflation, I missed that comment. Due to inflation, the rate can go up as 1 US to 210 pesos. Yes, I can certainly see how that would be the case. And then Anna says, that's how I know it's being taught, but conversing can be a bit challenging. Yeah, just like many of us who learn Spanish in high school, and then we cannot speak a word of Spanish, right? So I think I understand what you're saying. But let me thank everyone who is here. Simone James, always great to see you. Laura Daniel, nice to see you. And everyone else who's joining us on the Facebook and the YouTube live. So back to our experiences, back to what we experienced in Cuba that you might want to be aware of. So we talked about the fact that we stayed in downtown Havana, old Havana, I should say. And that is one of the things you have to keep in mind. You can go to Cuba and you can have the experience of a life. You can stay on a resort, like you could stay on a resort anywhere. You don't have to deal with seeing what people go through on a daily basis, right? You can go and enjoy the sand and the sea and the surf and the good food. And that's in an area called Varadero. So that is Matanzas is the province, I believe. And Elliot and anyone else who's been to Cuba, you can correct me. I feel I stand corrected on everything that I'm saying. So you can go. You can go and have that experience where you are completely lost from the reality of Cuba. But we wanted the authentic experience. So we stayed in Old Havana, which is where you saw the rundown buildings and the people sitting outside and the, you know, the less than favorable conditions. But something else you want to make sure you bring with you is a flashlight. Why a flashlight? Not necessarily because the streets are pitch black. There's actually some lamp posts, so it's not complete darkness. But you have to be so careful where you step. Again, the reality on the ground, not intended to discourage you because I want you to go to Cuba, but I want you to be prepared. You have to be careful. Use that flashlight or the flashlight in your cell phone to make sure you don't step in dog poop. Yes, so if you didn't hear what I said, use your flashlight to guide you to ensure you don't step in dog poop. Because the dogs are free, like in Dominica, no difference. Dogs roam free in Dominica. But you saw how narrow the streets are. So what happens is the dogs do their business anywhere and everywhere. So keep in mind, bring a flashlight, watch where you're stepping, because you will step into something less than favorable if you don't. So let me share some more pictures with you. And we want to welcome everybody else who's coming in. Glenda, thank you for being here. The authentic parts is where you want to stay as well. But Cuba, I know, Glenda. It's a question mark. I was so anxious and kind of a little bit concerned about going there. But keep in mind, there's no crime in Cuba. You would think that people are poor and desperate. The people of Cuba have dignity and pride. Right? So they know the situations. They know you're a tourist, but you don't really find high crime in Cuba. And, you know, a lot of times people ask the question, well, why don't they fight back? It's 11 million people on this island. Why don't they fight back in terms of their oppression? And, you know, that is a question that is beyond the scope of the discussion we're having here, because we're really just talking about experiences and what to experience if you go. But when you keep in mind the harshest penalty in terms of prison time is for owning a gun in Cuba, I think you start to understand a little bit about why people are not fighting back. Because of the pre-recorded interview program that I did on the experiences we had in Cuba. Don't forget, this is only a portion of the program. So for the rest of the program, which was not presented here today, you can always head on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com for the rest of the program. And it is currently on the homepage, but I always want us to keep in mind that if you go onto pushpast10 and you don't see a particular video which is mentioned on this program, because I change the videos every week. So if, for example, you're not going to log on the week of the 8th of August 2023 and you're listening to this program, you know, maybe 2-3 months after today, you want to click on the YouTube channel option on the website, because that is where all the videos of our programs is located. So again, click on the YouTube channel option if you do not see any particular video that you're looking for. And while you're
push past 10, you also want to click on the past podcast episode of Untapped Potential so that you can check out any program of Untapped Potential you may have missed along the way. So again, we want to thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential. We did not explore the tip of the week this week, but we will be sure to do so next week. We'll bring you another tip of the week as we continue to work on being consistent with our life goals and getting powered up and energized for the week ahead. So again, I am Dr. Simone. It is always wonderful to spend this time together with you as we continue to move our lives forward. And speaking of which, if you're listening to this program on August 8th of 2023, on August 9th of 2023, Roots Connections on Q95, that is my other radio program, we're having a great program on agriculture, ecotourism, the potential, the promise and the potential of Dominica, especially as we see that the CBI program, the Citizen by Investment program, is going by the wayside. So we have to continue to focus on how do we grow our economy and how do we advance Dominica. So we will have a great program tomorrow night on Q95. And if you want to follow along, you can certainly join us on Q95DA.com, or you can head on over to Facebook at Push Past 10 to follow along. So again, thank you for being here. We hope that the program brought you great value. If you're a regular listener, we want to thank you for being a loyal listener to the program. And if this is your first time listening, we certainly hope that you will join us again for another episode of Untapped Potential right here on TDN Radio every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. We stop by to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So again, remember, your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you faced today. So remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay active, stay engaged. Until we meet again next week at the same time, you have yourself a productive week.
If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.